Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Good morning. Let's dive into what went down yesterday in high school basketball. Cheyenne Central taking down Cheyenne East for the boys 75-60. Zach Brinchley finished off with 21 points and paced the Indians for a win. That game was always at a neutral site there at Story Gym in Cheyenne. Then also the girls of Cheyenne East comes away this time with the win. It's 58-45. Peyton Hall had 18 points to lead the Lady T-Birds to victory. So let's take a look at the media standings for 4A and 3A and 2A. 4A, it's number one East, and the girls, says they were a unanimous decision in the media to be the number one team. Number two is Green River, number three Laramie, number four Thunder Basin, and number five Sheridan. Moving to the 3A side, it'll be number one Cody, number two Pinedale, number three Lander, number four Wheatland. And in 2A, it's Bighorn at number one, Sundance at number two, number three is Wyoming Indian, four Tongue River, five Pine Bluffs. Now that's for the girls. Moving to the guys' side of things, number one Wyoming Indian for 2A, two Thermopolis, three Bighorn, four Pine Bluffs, and number five Wright. Moving into Class 3A, it's number one Lovell, number two Douglas, number three Powell, number four Lander, and number five Buffalo. And for Class 4A, number one is Sheridan, number two Rock Springs, number three Green River, number four Thunder Basin, and number five Star Valley. That is the recent media poll. Now taking a look at what's going on this weekend, as always, the Wild are back in action starting tomorrow and moving till Saturday. They'll be taking on the Yellowstone Quake. Don't miss it. Puck drops at 7:05. Well, the Pronghorns and the Lady Pronghorns both getting dubs yesterday over Eastern Wyoming College in Torrington. The girls come away with a 70-63 win. They now move to 2-1 in conference play, and the Pronghorns taking down Eastern Wyoming College as well, with scoring 100 points for the first time this season. They won 100-89. Late game plan was last night, and we had the privilege of talking with the Lady Bolts, and one of the questions I asked was, what kind of defenses this year have been giving you issues?
I think that we, because of our height and our speed, I think we're a very fast team, and so I think when people run zones and certain things like that against us, like, I'm not saying that we do terrible with it, but it definitely slows us down a little bit more, and we don't get to fully run our offense the way that we want to. So I think, especially for me as a post, I feel like it's harder to kind of move around and get open as much when they're running a zone, because they're all just right there.
Right.
And so I think it's definitely harder for us against the zone, but I think we've gotten better at it, especially from last year.
Remember, you can check out the Gillette Game Plan every Tuesday night for Campbell County and Wednesday night for Thunder Basin. Tonight, we're going to have the Let's Get Wild Coaches Show there at the Prime Rib. Well, that's all I have for sports. I'm Chase Worsley with the Basin Radio Network.